at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky, where the stars have always shined.
So excited about this show. I'm thinking back, it's New Year's and it's the beginning of the year and people are still saying Happy New Year to each other, which I think is great. And I'm thinking back just a short week and a half ago or so, people were saying my New Year's resolution is, and while we're still wishing each other Happy New Year, a week and a half later or so, I'm hearing people say, oh, yeah, New Year's resolution. Well, anyway, and we move on to another conversation because they've already broken their New Year's resolution, or they've broken this one and that one, and they kind of know they're on their way to breaking another one or something. And I think, wow, what a waste of time and energy, but also what a waste of a great opportunity. So I think I was trying to think, when did I learn about New Year's resolution? And I got an image of being a little kid in school. And I think the teacher in elementary school wrote up on the board something about New Year's resolutions or something. And so we were told, set a New Year's resolution. I don't even know what I might have set as a child. But I don't know that we were taught, we might have been taught what a New Year resolution is. But I don't know that we were ever taught how to even come up with their New Year's resolution, how to set a New Year's resolution. In other words, a blueprint. So interestingly, our show is New Year's Resolution Blueprint. And our guest is known as Mr. Blueprint. And you'll see why when we finally get into the conversation. But if we're going to set New Year's resolutions, I mean, why not let this year be different in the sense that we set something that we actually do that ends up serving us? And what a resolution would that be? How about the New Year's resolution is we're going to learn how to set New Year's resolutions, or we're going to learn to, because look, this is what ends up happening. We end up setting things that either are not are that we can't keep or don't know how to keep or we shouldn't have set to begin with, and we fail at it invariably and miserably sometimes and so quickly, within a week and a half. And then that sets up a pattern. And how many of us have done that year after year after year? In other words, what we're really doing is setting up a blueprint for failed resolutions, failed commitments to ourselves, and more reasons to feel bad about ourselves and to think that we're not going to ever do it or we're not going to amount to anything, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So great at about this time of the year when people are starting to break their New Year's resolutions that we are going to re-energize, reignite, redesign what the New Year's resolutions could be should you choose to do them in this way. We've got Richard Krofcheck as Mr. Blueprint, who is going to be talking about the New Year's resolution blueprint. And then a little later on, live music here in the studio with a man who sees life as a series of beginnings. And so Colin Martin is with us in the studio tonight. We're going to have a great show, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejeune, and re-Happy New Year to you, Mark.
Re-Happy New Year.
And to everybody.
Yeah, excited for this conversation. Excited to have Colin Martin back and Richard Krawcheck back with us. And yeah, what a way to kick off the new year and reset the blueprint.
Yes. Reset the blueprint, indeed. I had the chance of interviewing Richard years ago. And the interesting thing is that in a sense, we set a blueprint that day we met and had a chance to interview each other. We became friends right there and have connected ever since. And he has continued to share what he said he was going to share with people back then. And it's just like this was real then. This is real now. And I know he's in the process of doing some even greater things. And so looking forward to that, because that's going to be real too. So he is also known as Mr. Blueprint. He's an author of many books, including Leadership Blueprint in a Digital Age, which is coming out, but he's written lots of Blueprint books. We can talk about those as well. And he's CEO of Blueprint Digital Media and Zenith Data. So that's something exciting we can talk about as well. So welcome to the show, Richard Krawcheck.
Happy to be here.
Happy to have you.
You know, I've known you, what, about 10 years, and this is the first time you've asked me to be on the show. It's taken you 10 years to ask me. I know traffic's bad in LA, but come on.
You know, the funny thing is you moved to Vegas, all right?
And then, you know, we have airplanes nowadays, and we have cars. We can actually travel.
Out of sight, out of mind. Gosh, is this how you're using our airtime together?
Well, yeah.
And welcome to our friendship.
This is pretty, yeah, for the people listening, this is pretty much our friendship. Just banter back and forth all the time.
And it is fun. And at the same time, you know, what is fun is every time we do talk, you're sharing of new things that you're working with a client on this, or you're working with a new company that, or you've got a new book and stuff like that. And actually, way back when you were working with the Academy Awards and can we talk about that actually? Because this is a season, the Golden Globes. Yeah, that this is the season. So share that, please.
Yeah, I did covered the Golden Globes on the set of Access Hollywood, which was always fun.
Yeah.
Getting on the set and seeing it. Actually in the building was the old set of the Jay Leno show.
So
we were, you know, a lot of it was curtained up, but, you know, I made a cool video on my website, which I posted on my website at themrblueprint.com. Actually, like a behind the scenes tour of the studios. That was actually kind of fun. And then that same year, I think for 2 years, I believe I covered the Oscars for Vanity Fair Social Club. And my online reach was like 1.4 billion, which was the equivalent of 10 Super Bowl ads.
Uh-huh.
And that was at the time that the Super Bowl ad, each spot was $5.5 million. Now, my reach was equivalent to 10 of those spots. So I can kind of get out there for social media.
Mr. 25 million, that's what they should call it. I just did the math real quick.
And the Nigerian prince is looking for my banking information right now so they can wire me all that money.
In our interview, I remembered, I actually watched the video this morning because I wanted to be reminded of that first moment that we met, and something that you shared really resonated with me, because the whole blueprint idea of building something and actually having a blueprint. And I remember saying, you know, we spend more time on building a house, those that build houses, than we do on building our life, building our future. And then you had some great stories to go with that.
Well, if you think about just a blueprint, going from the building the house comment that you just mentioned, metaphorically speaking, we like to think of our lives like a skyscraper. Except we build everything, whether it's our personal life or business life, on the foundation of a house. And if you try putting a skyscraper on the foundation of a house, everything kind of collapses.
Wow.
So what you need is a solid foundation. Once you have that, there's really the sky's the limit of really what you can do.
Wow. I've never heard it put that way, actually, thinking of us as a skyscraper, but building a house. But actually, people don't even build their lives as a house.
Right. Well, we all aspire to great things, but we don't do the basic stuff that we need.
Yeah.
to be able to, metaphorically speaking, build our house like a skyscraper. Yeah. And the whole blueprint stuff, actually, it started when I was 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
Now, I used to live in a small town in Illinois, about 45 minutes outside of Chicago, called Lake in the Hills, population 5,000.
Okay.
We only had one stoplight in the whole town when I was there. I moved away back in 1983. Now, the great thing about a small town is that everybody knows everybody. The bad thing about a small town is that everybody knows everybody.
Right.
Everybody's in everybody's business.
Right.
And I remember when I was about 12 years old, down the street, there was a house being built. You know, when you have a small town and something's being built, all the neighborhood kids are going, whoa, what's going on
here?
That's news. Yeah, exactly. And boy, I can't tell you what happened. Anyway.
Okay. I'm sure there's stories.
Lots of stories about Lake in the Hills. But for about a week to 10 days, I was looking down as they were building this house. You know, they started building the foundation and the beginning of every day. And at the end of every day, they all met with this one guy, all the workers, the pickup truck. You know, he put down the flatbed and they were all looking at these rolls of paper.
Hmm.
And they were doing this twice a day. After a while, I went down there and I said, you know, I've kind of been watching you guys. What are you guys looking at? And he had a big cigar in his mouth. Yeah. Well, okay, it's like this.
A stereotypical.
Really? Yeah. Okay. And he goes, those are blueprints. I go, what's a blueprint? He goes, that's everything for this house has to be built to specifications. And if it's even off just a hair of an inch, the doors may not close. The air conditioning may not work, and if the foundation isn't set right, the whole house can come tumbling down around you.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, first of all, if you look at my last name, Krawczyk, K-R-A-W-C-Z-Y-K, it's like, can I buy a vowel, please? Ovana. And I'm thinking there has to be a blueprint for everything, whether it's a transistor radio. Yes, I know I'm dating myself. A computer, a car, a business, a relationship. Fitness, spirituality, there's blueprints for everything. And once you figure out what I've kind of drawn onto a framework of five surprisingly simple steps, once you know those five steps, that can translate into every single area of your life. Again, whether you're building a transistor radio or a solid relationship or a massive booming business.
Mm. I remember somebody building a house in our town and then meeting with the architect and all that. And the architect is saying exactly that. Where do you want this and where do you want that? And I'm thinking, as you're sharing this, when was the last time? Except as life coaches, we do that. But when in normal life for a lot of people, when was the last time we sat down and said, OK, where do we want this part of our life to be? And where do we want this part of our life to go and all that stuff? So if we're that concerned about our house, what about our lives?
And the house is just a very small part of your life.
Nice point.
As an example, I give. When you're speaking of meeting with the architect, let's just say you want to build your dream home.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, okay, let's just focus on the main bedroom. And you're like, okay, well, how many windows do you want? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want them how far from the ceiling? Or do you want a full length? Or
you want
the French door? You know, what do you want? I don't know. And this is how people live their lives.
And you have to
think.
And
that's just windows in a bedroom.
No, I'm thinking that's so important because you have to think ahead, because how many times, you know, it's like, why is this window here? I wanted to put my bed here, you know, but it's like you built the house, you know, for those of us that do that.
And truly, you build your life. And which kind of correlates to you talking to the architect, which correlates to my being called Mr. Blueprint, because you can't, you know, read or pronounce my last name. So Blueprint is pretty easy because everybody's been in a structure somewhere before, a building. So as we're building a building, that's brilliant. As we're doing that, we have to actually build our lives like this. What do you want? How do you want to look physically? How do you want to be emotionally, spiritually, communal? You know, what do you want to give back to the community? All these philanthropic, all these things that all these aspects of your life, you have to actually make a blueprint for it. Otherwise, you're going to go haphazard living by the seat of your pants. And that doesn't really work well for a lot of people.
I love it, actually. And since today's about New Year's resolutions, potentially let's apply it to the New Year's resolution. And the New Year's resolution might be to have a blueprint for our life. When we come back, we're going to go through that process a little bit, actually. He's going to give us some tips. Richard Krawczyk. I am saying that right, am I?
You are. Correct, sir.
Okay, good. And a little later on, live music here in the studio with Colin Martin, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
Hey, guys, this is Michaela. So I'm here to tell you about the DNA Institute. If you haven't heard of it already, I wanted to let you in on it because it completely changed my life. A few years ago, I was 30 pounds overweight. I wanted a career, good friends, a loving family, and financial success, and I didn't have any of it, so I ate. Within 6 months, the DNA Institute treatment not only helped me lose the 30 pounds, it also rebalanced my hormones, healed my metabolic and digestive system, and made my higher functioning brain so loud it became impossible to overeat when I was full. Don't we all want that? So many of my friends and family turned to the Institute after they saw my success. All of them lost their desired weight, ranging from 8 to 60 pounds. I found this to be so different than anything I'd ever tried before, and it was easier than anything I'd ever done. It's not a supplement or a diet pill. It's a genuine, doctor-prescribed, custom medical treatment made just for you. It doesn't matter what your situation is or how much weight you have to lose. I believe the Institute will get you to your goal. My experience is that this is more than just a weight loss system. It's a biohack to a better way of looking, feeling, and living. When I started, I had never heard of the DNA Institute, but the fact that they've been in Beverly Hills since 1982 gave me a real peace of mind. Now that you've heard of them, click on the DNA ad at lifechangesshow.com and get your customized formula started today. Change your life like I changed mine.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Richard Krofcek. And we've been talking about New Year's resolutions. Actually, I'd like to say that, first of all, we have Deanna Kerman in the studio with us, and pleasure to have her here. And
my ex-wife, my wonderful ex-wife. She's awesome.
And your...
She's going to her head's like, oh, my gosh. I'm just so embarrassed.
And, of course, your son.
Yes, who is... I used to call him on social media Little Man. He's not so little
not
man
so
anymore.
Little. Welcome, Robert. And we actually, the three of us, you and your ex-wife and I, we met thanks to Aggie Coburn. So I just wanted to shout out to Aggie.
At the 3 Feet from Gold premiere.
3 Feet from Gold, that's right.
That was Greg Reed's movie down there, of the red carpet and all that stuff.
I was doing red carpet interviews.
Yep.
And there it is. And then we actually did another interview later on, but nonetheless. So we've been talking about New Year's resolutions and blueprints. So let's bring it together for us.
Well, we could talk about 5 surprisingly simple steps and then get into resolutions, or we can get into resolutions now, whichever is easier for you, because it's your show. I'm just happy to be here.
How about resolutions?
Mark's giving me the stink eye already.
Okay, how about 5 simple steps?
No, I think Mark makes a great Ed McMahon over here. I mean, he's just awesome.
Mark's awesome.
I wish you guys can actually see this in the studio. It's really cool.
And they shall. Not
exactly.
Soon they shall. Okay.
New Year's resolutions?
Yes.
They're all woo-woo crap.
Okay, so now let's move on to the 5 steps. No, but seriously, right?
No, seriously, I mean,
what are we doing with them?
I like to think of that as living in the future and with rose-colored glasses of what we want to happen, but we don't really want it. We just kind of be kind of nice. It'd be kind of nice if I lost 20 pounds, but I've had down, so what, you know? Mm. And that's how people really approach New Year's resolutions. On New Year's Day, I was actually working with Little Man over here on New Year's resolutions. I said, what actually do you want your goals to be for this year? He's like, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's a teenager. And I said, okay, let's button it down. What about this aspect of your life? What about that aspect? And we had literally a Google spreadsheet.
Huh?
And
how lucky for him.
How lucky for him. Well, he's a kid. He's tech, you know? You know, I'm like, remember the days I had a program of VCR and you let a kid do it.
No, I was born after VCRs. But go on.
Okay, I'm much older than you. Thank you very much. You do great things for my ego. No, you really do. See, with with New Year's resolutions, we want it, but we're not emotionally attached to it. Let me give you an example. Let's just say you're getting married in 6 months and you want to lose your last 30 pounds because you're like, going, well, I want to look good for the pictures. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, I don't want my grandkids to look at me and say, hey, Grandpa, why do you look so big? Because these pictures are going to last with you your entire life. And I'm just using weight loss as an example. So unless there's an emotional attachment to any one of your goals, you're never going to reach them. Mm. So if you just say, hey, you know, I want to buy a Rolls-Royce Phantom, but I make 50 grand a year. Well, that's unless you're going to win the lotto, that's really impossible. I'm not saying don't go for impossible things, but you're going to have to do more things than you're already doing to get really what you want to get. So if you want to, as an example, do you make New Year's resolutions?
Why are you pointing at me?
Because you're the host and I'm looking at you. If only we were friends.
We might enjoy that, actually. I have in the past. I stopped for a while.
Name one that you've had.
Oh, losing weight was one of them. Years ago, yes.
Okay. And I remember you were a little bit heavier a while back, and now you went to, some fat camp or something? Because you look great right now.
DNA, actually. DNA. We just heard the commercial. Yes, DNA. It's on our website.
There you go. Lifechanges.com. Yeah. But was there a reason why you wanted to lose weight?
Yeah, a lot of reasons.
Like what?
I wanted to look better. I wanted to feel better. I wanted to date.
Well, we all have that, but that's more of like a want. That's really not a need. Why do you need to do something? I guarantee if there was a need, like a deadline, like a wedding date or whatever the case may be, the deadlines that can't be moved, that's what you need to make for yourself and have an emotional repercussion, whether you do it or you don't do it. There has to be an emotional repercussion. Otherwise, you're not going to do anything. You're just going to go, oh, I just want this. It's all woo-woo stuff. That's why all the gym memberships are sold in January. Mm-hmm. And by the end of January, there's nobody in the gyms working out.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, well, I already signed the contract, whatever. And I'll just get I'll do a cardio maybe once a month or whatever. And you're paying $50 a month for it. Mm-hmm. You know, so unless there's a deadline for something. So if you want a car, a new car, why do you want that new car? If you want to stop smoking, why do you want to stop smoking? Did your Uncle Bob just die of cancer from smoking and you're just totally scared because of that? Mm. Or did some black stuff show up in the x-ray when you went to the doctor? Why do you really want to do something or not do something? Once there's an emotional attachment involved, that's when things actually start to happen.
Okay, so now you're leading us into five steps, I can tell.
I wasn't, but we can go there. It's your show. No. I developed five surprisingly simple steps to be successful. How much time do we have, by the way?
You have time to do them in about 5 minutes.
Okay. I can speak very, very quickly. If I sound like a chipmunk, I know why.
And then, of course, if people want to learn more, they can go to themrblueprint.com. And Mr. is MR, initials, themrblueprint.com.
Yeah, MrBlueprint.com and TheMrBlueprint.com, and I'm all over social media at TheMrBlueprint. Twitter, Exchangeagram, anything you want to call it, I'm there.
Yeah, and you might also want to get The Only Mr. Blueprint.
No, actually, there was a...
Off subject, there was, I think, a
rapper. I think it was Jay-Z that did the Blueprint album, and people were like, oh my gosh, he's stealing your brand. I'm like, Jay-Z stealing my brand? Really? Really? But if you think about success, and I developed five surprisingly simple steps, a framework basically, and the first part of it is E in the ELATE system is like escape your mental prison. So what you think, all the problems that you're worrying about probably is not going to happen. And do you remember Alcatraz back in the day?
In San Francisco?
San Francisco, yeah. Uh-huh. They housed the worst of the worst criminals.
There.
It's still there.
Oh,
it's,
you mean when it was
open?
Yeah,
back
I don't
in the,
remember.
You know,
but,
Al Capone was there. Machine Gun Kelly. The worst of the worst criminals were there. And the guards weren't allowed to carry any weapons because they could have got overran by the inmates who were the worst of the worst. Okay. So they had to be really, really, really tough, you know, deadly force. But there is a prison that's more constraining than Alcatraz, and that's of your mind. And you have this mental prison of things that, well, I can't do this because of this. Really? What about this person, this person, this person? Look at Oprah. I mean, where she came from to where she is now, she had all the things against her and anybody who was in those demographics. A woman who was overweight, who was black, who's tried to make it on TV, you know, network executives were laughing at her. But look at where she is now, because she broke through those barriers. She didn't put herself in a mental box. So escape your mental prison. Next is to, in the Elate system, is to lay out your personal blueprint. So just like dealing with an architect, what exactly do you want? Put it in writing, and like the New Year's resolutions, have an emotional goal attached to that, emotional consequences for good and for bad. And then A in the Elate system is to access specialized knowledge. So if you don't know what the heck you're trying to do, find four or five people that have already done it. If you want to be married for 30 years, find four or five people that have been married for 30 years and say, how do you do it? You know, it's called growth hacking. Okay. And if you do the exact same things they did with the same mentality, you're going to get the exact same results.
You know, I don't know if people caught this or not. You're calling this the Elate system.
Elate system.
So which E-L-A-T-E.
Right. Which brings happiness and joy.
So you gave us E-L-A.
And then T is take massive inspired action. So unlike movies like The Secret, where you meditate and the BMW is going to drop in your front lawn, you have to actually go and work for it. Okay, you need to take massive inspired action. So that, again, there has to be consequences for that. And then the last E in the Elate system is to extend your heart and give. The reason why we're doing anything is to give back to others, whether you're helping people out, whether you're working for charities, if you're a business person, you know, a lot of local charities are looking for board of directors, leaders from the town. Go help out people. It doesn't have to help out financially, but you can help out with your skills and just your time.
That last E seems like it's one of the bigger keys for the happiness part of what you're getting at, right?
Exactly.
So ultimately, doing the Elate system brings you
happiness and joy.
Happiness and joy, and it's not just about things, is what you're getting at as well.
It's about experiences. You can buy things. Things can be replaced. Experiences cannot. Mm-hmm. I can go buy my son a Christmas present or a Hanukkah gift. But if I take him like to the Grand Canyon, he's going to remember the Grand Canyon more than he's going to remember the gift I gave him when he was 14 years old, 20 years from now.
Right.
It's all about experiences. As you know this personally, Mark, sure. Experiential stuff.
It truly is.
So,
well, we all know it. I mean, you're saying because he has a son and as a father giving to a son. But as we give to ourselves, we like if we go for that car that you mentioned earlier, that might feel great, but it's the experience of the car or who we can take in it or who we could show off to or who we could say, na, 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 you don't have one. And
the
I
emotional,
have, whatever it is,
the emotional attachment,
the emotional, right.
The emotional attachment. Yeah. Once you have that emotional attachment, there's really nothing you can't do and nothing you can't experience.
So Elate, the first E was?
Escape your mental prison.
Okay.
L, lay out your personal blueprint. Mm-hmm. A, access specialized knowledge. T, take massive inspired action. Mm-hmm. And E, last E, extend your heart and give, Elate. And if you look in the dictionary, Elate stands for happiness and joy.
Now, really quickly, actually, I know you work with big companies and you're actually, your company is going on the stock exchange or something?
One of my companies I'm taking public this summer. Yeah,
they're very exciting. I know we can't talk too much about that, but is that the Zenith one?
That's the Zenith
one,
yeah.
And here we are talking about it. When you work with big companies, is it that simple for them as well? Like you actually take them through these processes like that?
No. Company's a little bit different because they're filled with MBAs who, you know, tell everybody that they know everything already and why are we bringing in an outside consultant to try to make us look bad. Okay. So I don't use the Elate system on companies. Usually individuals, that's really good for. It's good for leadership tendencies. The Elate system or version that I have coming out of that. But companies I work with as far as content creation, content distribution, marketing, things that they normally don't do, we help take them to the next level.
Ah, okay. But still, they need their blueprints.
Everybody needs a blueprint. There's a blueprint for everything. Whether it's building a car or building a Fortune 500 company, there's a blueprint for everything.
And every blueprint can be different and we have to make our own.
Yes, but if you use the framework of the Elate system, that can translate into any area of your life.
Okay.
So whether you're a mom and pop business or you're a Fortune 500 company, you can use these steps, though with the bigger companies, I kind of go beyond that.
Well, when we come back, actually, I do want to talk about the upcoming book real quick, Leadership Blueprint in a Digital Age, because we are right in the middle of it, or who knows, the beginning of it? Are we at the end of it? But we're definitely there in a digital age. So let's talk about that. In the next segment, we also have our Ask Dorothy segment with our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue. And then we'll have our live musical guest, Colin Martin, here in the studio with us, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Richard Krawczyk. And I don't need any vowels, by the way. Krawczyk. It's there. It's Polish, isn't it?
Polish and Italian.
Where did you see the Italian part?
Not in the name, but in the DNA.
Okay. All right.
So, because usually there's Italian and Polish names mixed, Filippo. I mean, come on.
We can go off on a tangent, can we not? But let's talk about actually this book coming out. Because actually, when I met you, you had just released like the Ultimate Blueprint.
Ultimate Success Blueprint.
Ultimate Success Blueprint. And there was another blueprint book, I think. But at this point, you're on to Mr. Blueprint. You're on to Blueprint. What's it called?
Leadership Blueprint in a Digital Age.
Tell us about that, please.
Well, it's a pretty good example. There's different ways of leading. Some are good, some are bad, without any kind of political rhetoric at all. Mm-hmm. No leanings whatsoever. Our current president promised to stir the pot, which he has. Mm-hmm. And he uses the digital medium to stir the pot and get people talking. Whether he's right in saying certain things, whether he's wrong in certain things, really doesn't matter. I'm looking at it from a macro view, not the micro view, and going, rah, 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 mm-hmm. not in the ranting back and forth. But as a perfect example, there's ways to communicate. There's ways you shouldn't communicate in a digital age. You can get backlash very easy because everybody has a camera, mm-hmm. and so you can end up on YouTube. So mm-hmm. you have to be very, very cognizant about what's going on.
We're
with
on YouTube
stuff.
Right now, just so you know.
Oh, well, my ex-publicist said I had a great face for radio, so I don't know what that means,
yeah,
but he's
well
my ex-publicist.
You're doing really well there with your face right now in radio.
That's because I have a mask of Hugh Jackman on right now. That's really what I'm doing. I'm channeling Deadpool right now.
Yes. So actually, so the Leadership Blueprint is not just for like leadership in a company or leadership in politics. Actually, you're talking about even personally.
Yeah, leadership for yourself, because if you can't lead yourself, how is anybody else going to follow you?
Mm.
Okay. But as far as leadership skills, you have to be be aware of all the digital stuff that's going on. Some people lead by empowerment, others by anarchy, mm. others by authoritarianism. So I just think I just made that word up.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people that are
authoritarianism.
Sure it is. Sure, neighbor. I feel like Fred Rogers all of a sudden. How do I migrate from the Fred Rogers? You know, you're wearing the sweater, not me.
I am wearing a sweater.
It's not a Fred Rogers sweater, but that's okay. Sure, neighbor. No, but there's different ways to lead. Some are more acceptable nowadays than others. A lot of times people are just like going, well, you need to do this, 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 and this. Oh, you're fired. That's really not a way to run companies nowadays, run yourself. There's more, I wouldn't say warm and fuzzy, but there's more empowerment nowadays than there was back even 10 years ago or 20 years ago. So you need to be aware of the different styles. What worked before may not work now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you combine that with the digital nature of how we live nowadays. You know, one tweet can go viral. No matter what you say, you could be a small business. You could be just an individual, and just one meme, one picture can turn into a meme, and it's all over the internet. Remember Chewbacca woman?
And that no.
On Facebook, she had a she went to Kohl's, I think it was, and she put on a mask of Chewbacca.
Yeah, the mom, something.
She laughed. Yeah, she went crazy, and that went viral.
Yeah, which is potentially could be the good news or the bad news, and managing to all of that.
Obviously, this episode with me on it will not go viral, but I'm not wearing a Chewbacca mask. Maybe if I would have done that, it would have helped. I don't know.
Richard. Leadership Blueprint in a Digital Age comes out
this summer.
Okay,
summer 2019.
But the other books are still out there, as is the movie Pass It On, which people could see you in that.
I was in the movie Pass It On. I was one of the follow up movies to The Secret. Yeah,
yeah, and there that you've got so much going on actually. So people can learn more about you. They can find you at The Mr. Blueprint on Instagram and Twitter, and they can also go to themrblueprint.com. to learn more about you. And I don't know if you're going to have time, but I know you used to do a lot of seminars and you definitely used to do one-on-ones, but mainly group and businesses, right?
Businesses nowadays, I usually don't do one-on-one consulting anymore because, you know, I'm taking one company public time-wise, this summer. So it's just not, time-wise, just not going to work for me.
So it's a pleasure to see you doing so well, and thank you for sharing this information. I mean, some of it sounds like a no-brainer, but it's some of the simplest stuff sometimes, like the New Year's resolution. Like let's do it right. Why not?
Simple usually works.
Yeah.
Stick to it.
And elate. Give us the ELATE again.
Escape your mental prison. Lay out your personal blueprint. Access specialized knowledge. Take massive inspired action and extend your heart and give.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure. Richard Krafcheck.
Happy to be here.
Okay. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment coming up right now.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Gladys and I'm still living in San Diego. You taught me years ago that I am the co-creator of this thing called Life as Me, and I have been doing my best to think before I speak, act, or believe anything. However, it is only the 12th of January, and I have broken almost all of my New Year's resolutions. I want this year to be the best ever, as you have shared that possibility with me. Why can't I manifest it easily and effortlessly and stick to my goals?
My dear Gladys, it is so good to hear from you. And although you seem to be dismayed by your attempts to co-create the life and world you deserve, I'm thrilled that you've asked this most important question. As humans, we've been programmed to write our resolutions as I want or I will. For example, I will be thinner this year or I will find a job I love. In truth, when we want something, we're simply pushing away the possibility of manifesting our new way of being and doing and living. Instead of making a list of things you want to see happen, think about how awesome everything would be if you simply became the very best Gladys that you can be. My New Year's resolution and my declaration for 2019 and for every day of the rest of my life is very simple. And yet, I believe the most powerful thing I can do to have a wonderful and rewarding life. I resolve to be the very best Dorothy that I can possibly be. The way I'm accomplishing this is by making my choices from my heart and not from my head. I'm doing the best I can to choose response over reaction. I'm doing my best to think before I speak and to move out of judgment into observation. I'm choosing love over fear, and I love this new way of being. I believe that once we make our mantra something like this, I'm the best me I can be, that our higher selves will support us in accomplishing this. Another simple resolution that also works is this. Every day, in every way, my life is better and better and better. Let's all choose to be the best we can be this year and every day and watch our lives transform.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Colin Martin, live on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course our guest, Richard Krakcha. Oh my gosh, I said it right the whole time until now. Richard, because I'm on to something else. See, out of sight, out of mind. When you were in Vegas, I didn't think of having you on the show. Now that I'm changing my focus, it's like, Richard, you know that guy. Okay, Richard Krafcek. And here now joining us in the studio is a man who is actually, you're our first musical guest to join us. You were a solo act then and a solo act now to join us back on the show again. And very exciting also to have Colin Martin here because of what he believes about beginnings. And this is the beginning of the year. Welcome, singer, songwriter, and guitarist, Colin Martin, to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here again.
Great to have you.
Wow.
Great to have you back. You know, no coincidence. It's interesting because we're talking about, for those people that set their New Year's resolution at the beginning of the year, it's like you could reset them now. And so I know you and Richard were having a conversation kind of about that earlier in the studio. What was that like?
Well, I asked Richard, I said, have you made any resolutions for the new year? And he said, no, because every moment is an opportunity to make a resolution. Why do we need to do it on the new year?
And it's interesting because you say the story doesn't have a beginning. As we experience the middle parts, we see that open doorways let us embrace the illusion of a new beginning and that... And that helps to make life fun over and over again. So open the door and begin. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, you came in here and you jokingly said, but that, you know, this is the first time you've ever sung in your life.
Yeah.
You know, happy beginning to you.
Thank you very much. Why not? And I feel so nervous. I can feel my body is like shaking a little bit because I truly have never been in this moment before to do this song right here in this room. Well, I mean, I have been.
You have been in this room, but it was a different room.
It was a different time. You know, yeah. I remember being in here before and doing that. But now is a new moment.
So that was almost 2 years ago, actually. So you're a different person in those in that time. You're a different person. We are different people.
I hope so.
Yeah, for the better.
Right, because we're always changing, right?
As he points to the life changes sign. Nice, nice. what are you going to sing for us? What's the first song you're going to sing for us?
I think I'll start with this song I call We Are Made of Light.
We Are Made of Light?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's so deep. Okay. Actually, before you sing, I have to ask that too, because like some of your songs or most of your songs that I've heard, it's like they're poetry or they're philosophy. They're like sharing spirituality. Talk to us about the music and the lyrics.
Well, thank you for putting it that way. The music is just my observation of life as it takes place in my immediate experience. Mm. And I spend a lot of time thinking, and in my mind, there are some ideas that come up and whatnot, but it's just an observation of what's going on around me. Some of it comes out maybe like political, or some of it is more related to love relationships or family, or just, you know, me being like this entity living in the universe, trying to figure it out. And I mean, there's no shortage of brilliant writers in our human experience. And I've found it primarily to be a way of sort of being my own therapist. Mm. You know, the songs that I create are for my own healing experience. Mm. And
understanding beyond, the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Beyond that, it's a gift to be able to share what I've done, because I have an understanding that, you know, some of us go through similar things. You know, we're all very different, but we're not so far different. If something works for me, then maybe it'll work for somebody else.
Indeed. After all, we are made of light.
Right.
And that's,
so just that's making light. Yeah. This song we're made of light, it came from an idea that I was having around the concept of, you know, musicians or artists coming up in the world, and everybody wants to be a star, and you know, we're here in the city of stars, you know, we put stars on the sidewalk. And then I had this thought, well, it's kind of, it's a little conceited maybe, you know, depending on how you look at it, you know, to want to be a star, you know, to want to be bright. But then it's also, on the other hand, it's really empowering to feel like I can be a bright, shining example in the universe. And hey, it's my life and I want to be a big star. If I want to, that's okay. But we already have a beautiful giant shining star up there in the sky, and it gives all of us life, so we don't need another star. We're already the light, you know. And so that's what this song was about. And do you want to hear it now?
Oh yeah. So here is Colin Martin performing We Are Made of Light live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio Noho.
We are made of light. We are made of light. We are made of light. We are light. We don't need another star born. Oh, 'cause there's plenty of light that's already here. There are countless stars wandering. You might be on a come up,
like our golden sun on the rise. Come on, lift your light up high. Come on up, enjoy the sunshine. Oh, and the sky will never be too full, because the stars do not compete for space. And you can tell by looking in their eyes that everyone is gonna come up to light the way. Now, have you ever wondered why? It's that some people got a twinkle in the eye. That's how a person's soul will let you know they're made of light. Yeah. 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 Oh, now it's people that make the world go round. As for stars, they do not race. They all shine as long as there's a need for light. And then they just smile and fade away. Or they'll burn out in a furious fashion, like a supernova on display. And even humanity's darkest nights for a moment can become the day. Oh, now, have you ever wondered why? That some people got a twinkle in the eye. Well, that's how a person's soul will let you know they're made of light. We are made of light. We are made of light. We are made of light. Yeah. We are light. There are countless people wandering in need of a place to shine. We are already light. Already light. We are already light. We are light.